Hello, hello. Have to remember to put us on speaker view. We were on gallery view again last time. There we go. Okay, we're on speaker view.
Hot out there today.
It is very hot outside, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Only in the 80s, but it's like a sticky, icky heat.
So, it feels hot. You know what I mean? Everything about it.
There it goes. Jaguar.
Just want to say thank you to be there. It's really, really helpful. Keep on. Yeah.
Good, good.
If I'm not there, I catch it on YouTube and it's fantastic.
Good,
and,
good.
And it's very important.
Good, good. Stuff.
It's like the. Okay, I have to take care of what I say. It's okay. Right now it's very, very important. It's on top of everything.
Good, good.
I feel something I never had before inside.
Good, good.
Just connect with who I truly am. Discover that step by step, and there's nothing can compare. There's no words to explain it properly, but I just want to express that.
Absolutely.
It's so nice that you have the permanent recordings, and you know.
Yeah, good.
That's the wonderful part of where we are in the technology. So many years, well, you need 12 years of waiting before you get the information. Right now, we push the button and we got it.
That's true.
So we have to have a lot of gratitude for that and appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And invest some time on our side too, because we got all the cake free now. Take the time to eat it and chew it and swallow it. So.
Absolutely.
And the outside world running so crazy right now, it's good to. You have the capacity to just watch it and say that's another thing. It's okay.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong, nothing right. You just freeze a little bit, but it's okay.
Exactly. Yeah, remaining with selfless self, and the entire world just collapses into that, and you're no longer like seeing and being disturbed by any kind of outside anything, because you just remain with yourself. And even if you're watching some news report or something, and it gets to be a little bit disturbing. I'm just here. It's passing. Okay. Just a scene. Scenes appear and disappear. No problem.
Yeah, I need to hear that because I still get drawn in.
Yeah, the answer to every question, the solution to every problem is your own self. You just. That's it. It dissolves everything.
It's so simple, and yet, you know, my mind just keeps running out there.
But mind can run. Let it run. Okay. Okay. Mind is doing what it's doing. I'm just here. Mind is a flow of thoughts, and I'm not getting involved. And, you know, it's the old analogy of standing on the riverbank. Thoughts are flowing by. You know, you stand on the river, and if the water's polluted or if the water's clear, it has no effect on you. Once you jump in the stream, then you start to experience polluted water or clear water. And you desire more clear, of course, and not polluted. And then you start to get wrapped up in, why is this water so polluted? And you lose knowingness of, I can step out of this water and go back to the bank. I don't have to fight with the polluted water and cry about the pollution. I can just step out on the bank and watch and observe. Okay, water has pollution, water is clear, I am unaffected unless I jump in. And that's the crazy thing about jumping in. Once I jump in, I forget that I can just step out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I get very involved in this. And then I try to fight as best I can to swim. It's just like when they say, when people are trying to be rescued, they tell them just to go limp. Let us grab you and take you and put you in the little, whatever, the little inner tube thing and bring you onto the boat. Don't fight. And it'd be very easy. But if you're drowning, then you're struggling. You're struggling and fighting and fighting. And it makes it more difficult for those rescuer guys, those frogmen guys, to try and rescue you, or the lifeguard even, to try and swim out to get you. Again, even for the lifeguard, trying to rescue you, you are your own worst enemy. In trying to struggle, in trying to survive, in trying to make sense or whatever, or try to, oh my God, I'm drowning, you're causing all the trouble. If you just say, okay, there's lifeguards coming, and I'm just going to lay back. I don't need to fight because he's very close. I'm safe. Because I have to basically understand that I'm not this separate autonomous thing, that everything is flowing. And in this manifestation, this lifeguard is flowing along. He's doing his thing in the moment, and I just need to do my thing in the moment, which is relax. And then the energy to get me and bring me aboard the boat is all the process. But if I try to separate myself and I say, I am drowning, help me, help me, that's where the problem is. I am lost in thoughts. I have so many thoughts. I can't stop thinking. But these are all just, I've jumped in the river and I've forgotten I can just stand out because I'm not involved in thoughts. Thoughts can be there, thoughts cannot be there. When you remain with your selfless self, you get that, what they call that thought-free state, that umani, where it's no mind. So you know that that's not death. You're not thinking and you're not getting involved in mind, but you're still very much there. So now you're seeing that, okay, thoughts can be there, thoughts cannot be there. Even in meditation, the very first step is, oh, wait a minute, there's nothing there. It's very scary because I have nothing to say about this nothing. And mind wants to say, hey, we have to have something to say about something. I'm going to call it a void, and I'm going to say, nope, thank you anyway. I'm going to back off a bit because I'm terrified to go there. What happens to me? Because there is no me. And when I'm in that space with my own selfless self, the mind cannot keep the illusion of me. Because I realize, oh, so that I am that. Oh, but what about this? What about that? No, no, no. Wait, 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 wait. No, no, no. Shh, shh, shh. Just here. Eventually, I stop listening. Knocking on the door. Hello, hello. I would like to come in. No, 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 no. I'm really enjoying myself. Please, just be okay. Just you be over there and I'll be here, and no need to bother each other. Feelings come in, and suddenly mind wants to jump up and label the feelings, or label an experience, or say, this is why we're feeling this feeling. No, this is a five elemental body. Feelings will come and go. As Maharaj say, remain with the feeler. The feeler is the one who says, oh, there's a feeling. But the capability of saying there's a feeling is because there's someone there or something. I won't say someone, but
something.
That.
Yeah.
The sense of existence appeared to that which exists and did not have any knowledge of existence. And as soon as the sense of existence appeared, the concept, I exist. And then this concept, I exist, immediately sort of looked inside the dream-based reality of body-based existence and said, I exist as this. Oh, okay. Now I understand. This is me. And mom and dad are saying, this is me. So this must be me. Which is nice, except now that I know myself, oh, now bad things can happen to me. Well, that's not good. That's terrifying, actually. Mm-hmm. If this is me, what happens when I'm not here? But you're never not here. You're just not here as this particular something, but you're not that particular something in this moment. And you never were. This particular something or this local identification is within your own self and is just because the sense I exist clicked with this body. Oh, I exist as this. Mom says, this is me. This is, I'm your mother. I'm your father. Welcome to the world. You're crawling around on the floor and exploring, and suddenly, oh my gosh, pain. What's that? I don't want that to happen again. Then we start running away from pain and seeking pleasure. And this egoistic sense of self is developed because not only is there a me, but me can do things, and me doesn't want pain and would really like pleasure. I'd like to repeat the pleasurable things and remove the pain, but definitely not repeat those painful things. And therefore, the sense of doership is heavily impressed as I am doing these things in this body. But what's the reality? There's no sense of existence, and that that exists senses this sense of existence. A dream world is created and populated. We call it waking world, but at first we're understanding it as waking world. And then there's the sense of existence that is, I exist as this. The sense of existence in reality is just formless presence. But there's not an identification with the formless presence because it's immediate. Remember, Maharaj says what is impressed reflects. So immediately this body is, oh, this is I. This is I. I exist.
Just want to check back something. What is impressed, project?
What's impressed is project. So it's like, it's immediate. It's like, that's why it's like, if master says, I am Brahman, or he uses the example, like if the master says, you're very silly, or you're very slow, and you immediately say, oh, Maharaj said, I am slow. So it's impressed. And it's like, it's deep within you, like, oh, I'm slow. Master has said, I'm slow.
Emotion is there.
Exactly. So if you're saying to yourself, I exist as this, this is me.
Oh, yeah.
It's impressed. It's like, and you are basically the unlimited is limiting and limiting and limiting and limiting. And then there's, if I have a body, this body needs clothes. This body needs things. This body needs all the everything that it needs. I want to just go out and just grab. That's why Maharaj very nicely says, When you were born, you didn't come with pockets. This body doesn't have pockets. And yet, when I'm sitting there saying, I must have all these things, and I truly then believe this. And what's worse is, if I don't have these things, I become depressed. I become sad. I don't have these things. I should have these things. But you are not a thing. And when you know yourself in a real sense, there's really no pull of things. Even the thoughts, which are technically things, because they're objects within your own self that can be thought into existence within the dream-based kind of existence, the body-based illusory existence. Thought comes, I'm thinking this thought. And we all know you can get lost in the thought because, see, you, the selfless self, are projecting the entire world. So what makes you think you can't, with one thought, project an entire world around this thought, this concept then that builds? And then you build more and more and more and more concepts. And we all know it's called, you know, lost in thinking, lost in thought. You can literally be sitting there creating a thinking world and totally be not consciously present in this other, you know, this right here.
Yeah, that's happened really often. And I catch myself saying, where are you? Stop.
Exactly.
And don't judge. Just observe, watching that and say, okay, what do you choose? Come back to yourself.
Exactly.
But it came really automatic and often and often. And what's helping me on different situations when sometimes I catch myself on some crazy way or whatever, say, oh, okay. I like that because I catch that from you, John. Oh, okay. Don't panic. Don't judge. Just stay. Okay, that's a flag. You can still go there, but you got another choice who is really more comfortable and easy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just that's okay, because there's no judgment, no yang. No. Okay.
Yeah, because the last thing you want to do is say, oh my God, I shouldn't be thinking these thoughts, and what about my spirituality, and I should be remaining with myself. No, it's just like, okay, now I remain with myself as self. I no longer choose to chase the thoughts. I love remaining with myself as self. And I'm training this mind to basically enjoy the selfless self. You know, I've used the example of the jacuzzi. I'm up to here, just sitting in this jacuzzi of selfless self. Oh, so nice. Everything's so good. Something calls over here. I'm not getting out of my jacuzzi. Let's go see what this is. But I remain in the jacuzzi of selfless self. I have no desire to get out and go see. And then, oh, this was not worth my time getting it. No, I don't. I remain in the jacuzzi. When I'm speaking to others, okay, I'm in selfless self. It's no problem. This is happening. And I don't have to, like we talked about before, I don't have to put on a body to do these things. I don't have to put on John and say, okay, you know, or how dare they talk to John? No, in reality, they're talking to the formlessness. And there seems to be a body that is available. But no matter what they say, it's not about me. There's no me. And the person who's saying anything about me is my own self.
Yeah, okay.
So even since there's nothing here and there's the knowledge that there's nothing there, then how is the offense, to whom, who is offending and who is being offended? No one. The air. Space with space. I shared when I used to go to the metro or the MARC train, and you would see somebody and they'd step on your foot and they'd look right at you, but you could easily get rid of it. I mean, because that's me. Like, no matter, even if that person gives me an evil little look or whatever, if I react, then I suddenly create a story of what's going to happen and I'm involved. If I don't react, it's like boom, boom, it passes and that's it, because it's just my own self. And in the very early stages, you could use this with mind to say, okay, I'm kind of testing myself. My selfless self is testing myself. I stepped on my foot to see what the reaction would be, even in mind, because at first, maybe I don't react in physical, but I still say like, how dare this guy step on me? But the whole idea is selfless self with selfless self. Selfless self steps on selfless self's foot and okay, there's no reaction here and that's it, it's finished. Then the event becomes a non-event.
That's freedom.
That's freedom, complete.
Yeah.
You continue to go through life, but you're no longer having these events that impress you and wreck your whole day. Like that's a morning time. You get angry and you're all through the whole day thinking about this event and it's long past. Like it happened hours ago, but you're at lunch angry.
Yeah.
You know? Why? When you begin to see the entire world as a reflection on your spontaneous presence, you know that it's just scenes appearing and disappearing, and that no scene needs to carry its own self along the way. One take. We don't have to do one take here and then 60 million takes up here of how it could have gone different. Oh, you know, action. Oh, this person's a little bit out of place. I don't like this. I don't like that. This should be this way. No. One scene, one take, finish. One scene, one take, finish. I actually like, I saw a documentary on how they were making movies. And they don't do it the way we see a movie. Like, you know, we see the beginning scenes and we see all the scenes and all this. But when they make a movie, it's different locations and they shoot different portions of the movie and then put it all together. So you don't need to put it all together. It's literally just these scenes. Okay, action, oh, doing this job. Action, off to the store. And you don't have to put together a whole thing and say, this is the movie. Now at the end you say, okay, this is my day. I can talk about my day. I did this, I did that, I did this, because I'm not going to sit there. Somebody says, how was your day? Oh, no, no, no. You see, I'm not a doer. And I'm the selfless self. I'm formless. All these activities are occurring within me. So I can't really tell you how my day was because there's no me and there's actually no day. And that's egoistic spirituality.
Yeah, of course, of course. They're not there to nothing at all. But it's more hard to take it. You say, God, it's one take, one take, one take, one take, one take, one take. That's
exactly.
No story, no blah, blah.
Exactly.
Shorter it is, more comfortable it is.
Exactly. You prolong it by putting a you in there and then giving it over to mind to create the rest of the story. And just do the scene. Finish. Don't care about how it relates to anything. It doesn't relate to anything. It's right here, right now. Whatever's in the moment. Do your job, do your duties, and finish. That's it.
We create relation and all the missed stuff coming with.
Absolutely. Because of identification with a body form and the mind's need to keep this. When you know yourself in a real sense, it's impossible to keep up this illusion of being someone separate. It's a full-time effort. And when you're not paying attention to the guy back here who's trying desperately to write the extra dialogue in every scene, you're not involved. And you're not, you know, he's like, okay, here, this is, they're going to say this, you're going to say this, you're going to say this, you're going to, no, let's be here now. Let's see. Even at work, many times my boss will say, okay, when you meet with this customer, you know, their past is this and they've done this. And I always tell him, now he knows, but I always tell him, I'll be like, I'll just meet them, you know, and see what happens in the meeting. Because if I go in with any kind of preconceived anything, then I'm not really having the meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really there in the meeting because I'm trying to run the script of how we say the meeting could or should go or might go. It's better just to be in the moment. And the truth is, other people appreciate it when you don't bring yourself to the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember that they say connect before correct. Connect first. Connect is spontaneous with nothing at all. Full open, exactly. Connect. And from there, we'll see.
Exactly.
But I got old reflex, who like to drive the show, and I say, easy. Training. Sales got a lot of training of manipulate, and you're going to see this, and you're going to see that. But there's no joy there. It's a lot of effort.
Exactly. Well, that's why I took a test right after coming back from India, and one of the tests was your communication style. And everybody was supposed to have a specific communication style. And I answered the tests, just, you know, answering them. And it said I had a fluid communication style, because in each one of the examples, it was whatever was there in the moment. That's what we do. It wasn't like, you know, because some people were like very, I think it was like commanding or director, yeah. Or some people were laid back, or some people were very structured or whatever. But the test said that I was fluent and able to just go with whomever. If I'm speaking with someone who's structured, then it seemingly is going to be in that way. Someone who's a little bit more domineering, seemingly in that way, or backing down when you need to back. Yeah. And I didn't really think about it. I just answered these questions based on the test. And that's life. You know, you don't bring you into it. Oh, I'm this way, therefore things have to go that way. No. No me, no you, nothing is there. And nothing's happened, nothing will ever happen. So why am I going to be irritated about a happening?
It took a long time, and I still digest that nothing happened. It's not fully inside. I'm chewing, and so okay, it's coming. But I've got the perception that that's true, nothing happened. But there's some past coming now. Thing happened. No. I said, no, don't chat with that.
Well, things are happening within the body-based illusion that are appearing in your presence. And you are observing things happening, but nothing is happening to you. Yeah. And therefore, nothing is actually happening.
Thank you.
You are formless presence. And when you really remain with your selfless self, you can look out the window or look out anywhere and know, like, how can this relate to, how can the space in the room relate to the trees or relate to the people or the houses? How could, like, if there's a house on fire, God forbid, how does it affect the space? If they build new houses, even if they build a lot of houses and they tear down all the trees, how does it affect the space? So when you know yourself in a real sense, just I, formless presence, the appearances are in the body-based illusion, but I am not body. And therefore, nothing is happening. Nothing can happen. Nothing will ever happen. Even this body falling will not affect the selfless self that I am at all. And from the body-based illusory perspective, you could go and say, oh, we're at John's funeral, we're putting John in the ground, we've seen this. So then people will say, like, how can, like when Maharaj left the body and was put in the ground, they were, you know, buried or burned or whatever, they said, okay, so like it's finished, but only in that specific instance, through that specific lens of seeing within the body-based illusion or the dream, because there's just one dreamer. The dream is, I am somebody else, and this is a life. And when this somebody else is no more, the dreamer is not affected. The dream goes on, so to speak, but not. And this little character has been taken off the board and can never go back on the board. But there's no gain, no loss to that you are. Because there's plenty of other forms being created and destroyed all the time. And you're none of these, yet you're all of these. So when one is gone, I think Nisargadatta Maharaj says the tsunami comes and it wipes out 1,000 people. This is a terrible thing, but in reality, nobody's dying. You know, that's the whole preface of the Bhagavad Gita. Do your job, do your duties, go out there and fight. Don't take it egoistically that I'm some great warrior and I'm killing people and all this, but do what needs to be done in the moment because you cannot not do it. And know that no one's dying and no one's killing. And I think Krishna says, all the people on the battlefield, they're already gone. So there's no one's dying. No one's being lost. Nothing. And as Nisargadatta Maharaj has said too, that the saints who've come, the saints who've gone, they've not changed the world. It's an individual aspect. It's an individual kind of perspective. The telescope, all these different telescopes looking into your own selfless self, and we call it the world. And whether one telescope less or two telescopes more, just the body-based illusion, and it doesn't, you're not in it. It's in you.
Yeah. That's the conviction I've come.
Yes.
This is me. That all the rest. And that's going gradually. Like remove all the layer and gradually this conviction's coming out.
Absolutely. And the more you remain with your selfless self and don't get caught up in the body-based illusory happenings, then you just know, oh yeah. And for my own self, after taking mantra and going through like food poisoning and all these sort of things with mantra, rather than creating an experience or having an experience through mind, was amazing. It was like, so all this stuff, there was no experience, no experiencer. And no impression and memory of a good thing, bad thing. Mm. Of course, food poisoning is not good, but when you're not really experiencing it, you're seriously just seeing scenes appearing and disappearing and scenes appearing. You remain with mantra, remain with the selfless self, that presence, just I. Before you know it, then I'm back in the ashram doing the bhajans and food poisoning has passed. And that's, even that is just like Maharaj says, pick up the water, drink, put it down. Okay. Oh, food poisoning, so terribly sick, going to the hospital, pick up the water, drink, put it down. Back in the ashram with the symbols, doing bhajan.